Welcome to the AI Hub, a podcast for AI-driven side hustles designed for IT professionals like you.
From cutting-edge AI tools to practical, no-nonsense tips, each episode brings you closer to turning tech into income.
Tune in to discover smart and sustainable ways to boost your career and income with AI.
Welcome back to AI Hub, everybody. I'm Larry.
And I'm Amanda.
And we are so glad you could join us for another deep dive into the world of AI. Today, we're going to unpack some fascinating stuff.
Definitely.
We're looking at how Coca-Cola, you know, the beverage giant, is using AI not just for those, you know, catchy holiday ads, but as like a core part of their business strategy.
Yeah, it's pretty surprising, right? You wouldn't immediately think soda and artificial intelligence.
Right.
But Coke is really like weaving AI into everything from marketing to their actual vending machines.
Yeah, it's way beyond just slapping a QR code on a can.
Absolutely.
One example that really caught my eye was their AI-powered Christmas cheer campaign.
Yeah.
You know those classic Coke snow globes?
Yeah.
Well, they're taking that imagery digital.
Right. So you scan a QR code on a Coke bottle and it like launches this personalized snow globe animation.
Oh, wow.
It's almost like bringing a holiday memory to life digitally. It's a neat way to tie in their brand with those warm, fuzzy Christmas feelings.
Definitely a clever marketing tactic.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. Coke's not stopping there. They actually see AI as a key driver of their future success, not just a seasonal gimmick.
Exactly. They're using it to get a much deeper understanding of what customers want, what trends are emerging, and how to make their marketing campaigns even more effective.
And they're putting some serious muscle behind this, too. They formed what they call a Global Services Alliance with Bain and Company, you know, a major consulting firm, and OpenAI, the folks behind ChatGPT.
That's a huge signal, partnering with the company that basically made AI a household name.
Right.
What's interesting is how each player brings something unique to the table. So Bain brings their expertise in business strategy and operations, while OpenAI obviously provides the cutting-edge AI tech.
So it's not just about the tech itself. It's about weaving it into how Coke does business across the board.
Exactly.
And that's where things get really interesting, because we start to see AI popping up in unexpected places.
Like their vending machines.
Oh, yeah.
Now, we've all seen those futuristic ones that maybe offer touchscreens or special deals, but Coke's taking it a step further with AI-powered personalization.
Okay, so picture this. You walk up to a Coke machine, and it actually suggests drinks based on your past choices, the time of day, even the weather. It's almost like having a personal soda concierge.
It's a great example of how AI can create a really customized experience. But what's even more impressive is that Coke is applying this same level of data-driven thinking to their entire operation.
Yeah, from optimizing their supply chain to predicting demand and even fine-tuning product development, it's clear that AI is becoming integral to how Coke runs its business.
And it's not just about the tech itself. It's about the insights that AI can unlock. Coke's CEO has said he believes that AI is fundamentally changing the entire marketing landscape.
So we're not just talking about flashy ads or cool vending machines. We're talking about a shift in how companies understand their customers and make decisions at every level.
Yeah, it really is a sea change. You know, think about it. In the past, marketing was all about like broad strokes, reaching as many people as possible with the same message. But with AI, companies like Coke can actually like drill down to incredibly specific details about individual consumers.
So it's not just about demographics anymore, like age or location.
Right.
It's about understanding your preferences, your habits, even your mood at a particular moment.
Exactly. And that allows for a level of personalization that was unimaginable, like just a few years ago. Imagine seeing an ad that not only knows you love Coke Zero, but also knows that you usually crave it after a workout on Tuesdays.
That's both impressive and a little bit creepy, right? I mean, it's cool to get a recommendation that feels tailor-made.
Yeah.
But there's also that sense of, like, how do they know that?
It's a valid concern. There's a fine line between personalization and feeling like your every move is being tracked and analyzed.
Yeah.
But I think Coke is trying to strike that balance by focusing on creating positive, shareable experiences.
Right, like those personalized snow globes.
Exactly.
They're not just pushing a product. They're inviting you to engage with the brand in a fun, memorable way. And that's where the real power of AI comes in, not just in collecting data, but in actually using it to create something genuinely engaging.
It's about moving beyond those intrusive, like, we're watching you ads. and towards something that feels more like a two-way conversation.
Yeah.
And that requires a real shift in thinking for marketers.
Yeah, it's not just about shouting your message from the rooftops anymore.
Exactly.
It's about listening to what your customers are saying, understanding their needs, and responding in a way that feels authentic and personalized.
And that's where the partnership with Bain comes in.
Right.
They're helping Coke figure out how to integrate these AI insights into their entire business strategy, from product development to customer service.
So it's not just about the marketing department playing with fancy algorithms.
Yeah.
It's about a fundamental shift in how Coke operates as a company. And that's something that other businesses can learn from, regardless of their industry.
Absolutely. AI isn't just a tool for, you know, tech companies or data scientists. It's something that can benefit any business that's willing to embrace the power of data and use it to, like, make smarter decisions.
And it's not just about the big picture stuff either. It's about those small, everyday interactions that can make a real difference in customer experience, like those AI-powered vending machines.
Right. They seem like a small detail, but they represent a shift in thinking. It's about using AI to anticipate what your customer wants and needs even before they ask for it.
And that's a powerful concept.
Yeah.
Whether it's a personalized drink recommendation or a tailor-made marketing message, it's about using AI to create a sense of connection and delight.
And that's something that any business can strive for. It's not just about the technology. Mm. It's about using it to build stronger relationships with your customers. And that's where the real magic happens.
Yeah, it's like that saying, it's not about the destination, it's about the journey. And in this case, AI is helping Coke chart a course toward a more personalized, engaging future for both the company and its customers.
And that's a journey worth watching.
It really feels like we're at, like, a turning point, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Coke's AI strategy is just one example of how this technology is starting to permeate every aspect of our lives.
It's like we're standing on the edge of, like, a whole new era. Remember how the internet transformed everything?
Oh, yeah.
AI has that same potential to, like, revolutionize industries, reshape economies, and fundamentally change the way we interact with the world around us.
It's both exciting and a little bit daunting, right?
Yeah.
On one hand, AI could help us solve some of the biggest challenges we face, like climate change, disease, and poverty.
Yeah.
But on the other hand, there are those valid concerns about, job displacement, algorithmic bias, and the potential for AI to be used for harmful purposes.
Right. Those are serious issues that we can't just, like, ignore. We need to have open and honest conversations about the ethical implications of AI and ensure that its development and deployment are guided by human values.
Absolutely. It's not enough to just focus on the cool tech or the potential profits.
Right.
We need to think about the long-term impact on society and make sure that AI is used for good.
It's a responsibility that we all share. Businesses, policymakers, researchers, and everyday citizens.
Yeah.
We need to be informed, engaged, and proactive in shaping the future of AI.
It's like we're all, like, co-authors of this story.
Yeah.
And the choices we make today will determine what kind of ending we get.
So let's make it a good one. A future where AI empowers us, connects us, and helps us create a more just and sustainable world.
Well said. And on that note, we've reached the end of our deep dive into Coca-Cola and AI. We hope you found it insightful and thought-provoking.
Yeah, it's been a pleasure exploring this topic with you.
And if you're as fascinated by the possibilities of artificial intelligence as we are, be sure to subscribe to AI Hub for more deep dives into this rapidly evolving field. Thanks for listening.
Welcome to the AI Hub, a podcast for AI-driven side hustles designed for IT professionals like you.
From cutting-edge AI tools to practical, no-nonsense tips, each episode brings you closer to turning tech into income.
Tune in to discover smart and sustainable ways to boost your career and income with AI.